Any election year brings spending by the tens of millions of dollars, and a presidential cycle increases that exponentially. That can be a benefit to television and for-profit radio stations, as ads saturate the airwaves and our senses. And the estimated numbers for the spending we can expect in Arizona this year are remarkable and stunning. That's one of the topics longtime Arizona elected official and Railbird Chris Hurstam tackles in his latest Monday Musings column for the Arizona Mirror, which we're talking about on a Tuesday. Chris, what are some of the projected numbers you are seeing, and put those into context for us?
I just want to stress that the record-breaking Sinema versus McSally Senate race, I believe the total spending outside and the campaigns was about $60 million, okay? Listen to these eye-popping numbers, and this is based on my discussion with political consultants of both parties, and Politico did an article on this where they projected, and Garrett Archer, you know, the data guru,
right?
You know, projected this as well. The U.S. Senate race in 2020, Martha McSally again, deja vu, against the astronaut and Gabby Gifford's husband, Mark Kelly. It is expected that with outside spending by both parties, that that number will this year hit $150 million. That's television, radio, and social media. And at the same time, the presidential race is going to be going on here. And the projections are from Politico is that $141 million will be spent by Donald Trump and whoever the Democratic nominee is in, and the two parties, and a whole bunch of outside organizations, sleazy dark money organizations, they'll spend a fortune. So we're just between those two national type races, we're talking $290 million. I mean, Steve, those for-profit media entities that sell advertising, they're going to make a fortune this year.
Well, put your analyst cap on then, Chris, because we know, yes, great for those outlets. They're going to benefit from it. Does anyone else benefit from this stuff? Frankly, to a lot of people, these numbers are sickening.
They are sickening. The only thing that's intriguing about the numbers is if you're a Democratic activist, because it proves once and for all, you have numerical proof that Arizona is now purple, that we are a competitive state, that we are up for grabs for the U.S., our second U.S. Senate seat and for the presidency. I don't want to see any of the ads, because these ads normally are negative ads. They're trashy. They're only half true if we're lucky. I don't like that part at all. They won't add to the illumination of the Arizona voter, but they're the reality that we've got to deal with.
So briefly, let me get your perspective then on the numbers that we saw last week, that Mark Kelly had raised $20 million in the last quarter, Martha McSally about 12, which is actually an impressive number in most years, but dwarfed by Kelly's numbers. What does it tell you about how Mark Kelly is seen nationally and as a viable U.S. Senate winner?
Well, what it tells us is Mark Kelly is somewhat of a celebrity as an astronaut, and tragically, as the wonderful, devoted husband of a sitting congresswoman that suffered an enormous injury, and so that combination has given him a tremendous amount of notoriety. But also, I think the main reason that he fundraises so well is Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly's national anti-gun campaign that has been going on ever since the tragic shooting, frankly. They have a national network of social media and of fundraising for that organization, and Kelly has just been able to tap into that. And a lot of people that have contributed nationally from all over the world for their efforts for gun control, I'm sure, are assisting him raising money. Now these money figures that we're hearing, those will obviously get bigger, the 20 and the 12 that you referred to. Just remember, though, that's the campaign itself,
right,
that will control only that smaller amount of money. The huge bucks that will make up the difference between those dollars and the $150 million that have been estimated that will be spent, that will be money from independent expenditures from outside groups that are supposedly not to have any coordination, wink, wink, with the campaigns. And so the candidates themselves won't be able to control that money. We're talking about the most famous one is the majority leader in the Senate, McConnell, Mitch McConnell, who will spend a fortune from his own organizations to try to save McSally and save that seat for the Republican column. And of course, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, will be doing the same for Mark Kelly for the Democratic column.
Chris, let's wrap up with just a real quick hit for you. Later today, the actual official Senate impeachment trial will begin. Obviously, we're sitting here in late January. What are your thoughts about how the impeachment trial, the connection to President Trump, could affect Martha McSally in the fall?
Oh, I think every time Martha McSally embraces Donald Trump and the impeachment trial, it's obvious she's going to vote for acquittal. When she does that, that will be the ultimate of embracing Donald Trump. I think that hurts her in Arizona because Arizona is purple and Democrats like Mark Kelly will win if they can get a sizable segment of the independent vote. And there's a sizable segment of the independent vote that doesn't believe Donald Trump should get reelected. And so in my opinion, he will have the impeachment will further weaken Martha McSally, and I think she's going to be dead meat by the time the general election occurs.
Chris Hurstam, longtime Politico. Of course, you've heard him on our air many times, but never as a political columnist, though he's doing that now, his Monday musings, which we're going to talk about on Tuesdays in the Arizona Mirror. Thanks, Chris.
My pleasure.